Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. This week, the Roundabout Theater Company production of Tennessee Williams' The Rose Tattoo begins previews on Broadway at the American Airlines Theater, directed by Trip Cullman and starring Marissa Tomei. A version of the production premiered at the Williamstown Theater Festival in 2016. Much of the cast has changed between the two stagings, but our next guest, Constance Schulman, has remained a part of the play. She portrays the Straka. Schulman is best known as Yoga Jones on the Netflix series Orange is the New Black and the voice of Patty Mayonnaise on the Nickelodeon cartoon Doug. Her theater credits include originating the role of Annelle in the first production of Steel Magnolias off-Broadway. Constance Schulman, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Now, you are making your Broadway debut in The Rose Tattoo, which I couldn't sort of believe after knowing that you've worked for so many years, although I also realize you took time off to raise your kids. Does it matter to you at this point that it's a Broadway debut? Is it something you've hoped to achieve?
No. I don't think it was, a couple of things. No, I don't think it was something I was aspiring to. I just wanted to work. I wanted to do interesting projects along my journey. But I got to say, when I was writing out my bio, and I was like, oh my gosh, I think people put Broadway debut first, or first, at the top of their bio, and I was writing it down. It's like, what a funny thing to write at this point in my life. So I did kind of giggle to myself.
Right.
And I thought, that is crazy. But I was telling somebody the other day, when I had taken, walked away for about 15 years. And I remember when my agent called and said, Connie, we're letting you go. And I remember thinking, wow, I guess that chapter of my life is over. And the thing is this, you never know where your life is going to go. And I guess at that point, if somebody said, when you're 61 years old, you'll be doing a Broadway show with Marissa Tomei, I would have gone, okay, well, that's a crazy dream. And so you don't know. You never know which road you're going to turn on. And so it was very fun to write Broadway debut. And, who cares how old or how young you are? there's some young kids in the show, and I'm sure they probably have a couple of Broadway credits on them.
You did the show at Williamstown in 2016. What is it like now that you're rehearsing it again? How is it different? What does it feel like to come back to something like this after a few years away from it?
Well, the reason why I actually went to Williamstown was because my daughter was playing Rosa in the production.
That's right. Your daughter, Gus, was playing Rosa in that one.
That's right. And I went because she was 16 and she needed a guardian, and, I wasn't going to have her there by herself. And I believe Tripp thought, well, Connie, you're going. Why don't we find something interesting for you in the show, since you're going to be there with her anyway? And so that was sort of my reason for being in Williamstown the first time around. So this is a very different experience, one, because my daughter isn't doing it with me. So there, that was sort of our reason for doing it the first time around. It is a very different feel this time because, well, first of all, it's pretty much a whole new cast. It's being at home doing a show. And I think I gotta say, I think Tripp is going for broke here. The passion that he is bringing to this production, it is such a big cast, sort of brings the ferryman to mind for me. Mm-hmm. It just felt like, things coming out of every little crevice on stage, people popping out, and it probably feels bigger and not that there's that much more luxury of time, but I think, experiencing this show in New York City just has a different feel to it.
Can you tell me about your character of the Straka, how she fits into the show, what you're exploring in rehearsal with her and learning about her as you get ready for previews to begin?
Well, on paper, you won't even find the Strega. She is sort of a misfit in this town where actually she was there, and generations of her family were there before anyone else, Serafina and the Sicilian women and families sort of came to be. And so I think there's a little bit of being a misfit in sort of her own land. And I think what I found really interesting was that idea of being an outcast. And she's really listened to the beat of a different drummer. And there's something kind of sad and just feeling like she doesn't belong in a place which I think she used to think was hers. Serafina looks at her like she's got the evil eye, and she's really just kind of this woman that isn't like them, I guess. And there is something kind of interesting about that to me, and so much of her is not things that she says, but her presence. So it was kind of an interesting challenge. This is an enormous play, and I have to sort of discover a lot of her stuff on my own and what I want to bring onto the stage so that she has an impact. And you know, that she's very important to this play. She's a piece of this pretty incredible quilt that's going on up there.
You said she isn't found much on the page, and you have to figure out a lot yourself what you're going to do with her. How do you figure that out? How do you work with Tripp Cullman and the cast to find the beats and the character if it's not written by Tennessee Williams exactly?
Oddly, it's posture in a weird way. You know, for me, I'm like, she's going to be smoking. The second I got a cigarette in my hand and got, I'm like, she's going to be wearing this and her hair is going to be doing this. And you sort of put your voice in a different place. Those things sound crazy, but they actually help you find something that's not necessarily words on the paper. You know, sometimes, in a way, it's easier to have words. They sort of guide you to the path that you're on. When you don't have a lot of them, or she repeats a lot of these things, that those words become really, really important because there's so few of them that, you know, you really look at the little that somebody says and goes, okay, why is this just how she expresses herself? I mean, you know, Tennessee Williams knew what he was doing.
Of course. So doing the show again with a different cast, does having different actors around affect the way you're building your character or your performance, or is it not?
Well, I wouldn't say that the characters have changed it. You know what I think has changed it? The 3 years from doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I have 3 more years of life in me, and I've had 3 more years of different experiences. So it's a cool opportunity to revisit something that you did at a certain time in your life. And I'm a little older, not necessarily a little wiser, but I'm a little bit more. My journey is just a little bigger, a little more experience. You know, I guess it's fuller.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a different opportunity to look at something just with that passage of time, I guess.
The production will run at the American Airlines Theater, which is a Roundabout Theater Company space. It is, of course, produced by Roundabout. Have you ever worked with them before?
I have worked at the Roundabout in their little underground space. So this is going to be a very different experience to go from, you know, 70 seats to, I guess, around 700 seats. Very different feel, but also very intimate. This is a very intimate, personal, passionate story. story. So I just think the nature of this this story itself is going to make 700 seats in a theater, or however big that theater is, actually feel smaller.
Constance Schulman plays the Strega in the Roundabout Theater Company production of The Rose Tattoo, which begins previews on September 19th. Break a leg, and thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
Constance Schulman plays the Strega in the Roundabout Theater Company production of Tennessee Williams' The Rose Tattoo, directed by Tripp Kallman and starring Marissa Tomei. The Rose Tattoo begins previews on Broadway at the American Airlines Theater tomorrow night, officially opens on October 15th, and is scheduled to run through December 8th. To learn more, visit roundabouttheater.org. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.